You're listening to Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. And guess what, everybody? We are in our Winter Drive 2020. It is the end of the year, the time where we ask our supporters and listeners to just help us maintain our strong service that we do in Springfield, Illinois. So you can call 217-206-9847 or go to nprillinois.org to make a gift today. And whatever you can give is greatly appreciated. And I am here with co-host Randy Eccles as we bring you another Community Voices profile today. So today I thought it would be cool if we talk back to a young lady who is very involved in the station through her high school years. This, I believe, she was involved in our Stink Bug Night. So I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Jessica Markley. I am currently a sophomore in college at Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Virginia.
So Jessica, are you home for the holidays or brings you back to Springfield?
Yeah, we ended our semester a bit early, so I'll be back in Illinois until about mid-January.
So are you originally from Springfield?
Yep, I went to New Berlin High School just right outside of Springfield. And New Berlin Elementary my whole childhood.
No, as I mentioned before, you were really involved in our This I Believe essay program, and I think, was it 2019? I think it was 2019.
Yes, 2019, my senior year.
Yeah, so how did you get involved in it? Did your school assign you the essay, or is this something you found on your own?
So our school maintains a list of scholarships on our website through our guidance counselor, and I actually found it through there.
Now, for those who don't know, our This I Believe essay program is coming up again. It is a program that we do every year, and we partner with the Rotary Club of Springfield Sunrise and the State Journal Register. This allows a chance for high school seniors to let us know what they believe and feel strongly about before they head into the real world, the adult world in college. So every year we get a group of judges and we choose 10 essayists to read their essay, to record it for the station, to get their picture taken. It goes in the State Journal Register, and they also receive a monetary award of some sort. So it's a really good program. A lot of schools in our listening area have their high school students enter, and so we're looking to do that again.
Jessica, what was the process like for you then? Do you remember?
Oh, it was amazing. I've listened to NPR with my dad a lot growing up, so being able to actually be on the station was really, really awesome, and I was able to share it with my family and my friends. At first, when I started the essay, I wasn't entirely sure where I was going, but once I zeroed in on a topic, the words kind of flew.
What did you believe?
So I talked about how I feel that financial means shouldn't be a barrier to getting into college.
And do you still feel that way?
Absolutely.
It's always interesting for us to see as time goes by, depending on what the author believed in, whether that's still there or they've had new life experiences. So it's a fascinating program. We're so happy you were able to take advantage of it then. And then you also came and participated in another piece that we did, and I'm looking forward to when we can all get back together and do it again, but our first Stink Bug Night, you came and told a story, right?
Yeah.
How did you decide to use the story you did?
I actually wrote the story specifically for the Stink Bug Night because I was looking at other stories I had written, and I didn't really think any of them I was particularly confident in showing. And so I think pretty similar to the This I Believe scholarship, I just kind of searched around in ideas about stuff that I cared about until I found something interesting to write about. I've done on and off creative writing since middle school, and at one point I was debating minoring in it, but I've decided against that since.
What are you majoring in?
So right now I'm an East Asian Languages and Literatures major with a focus in Japanese.
So are you going to go to Japan at some point?
Well, I was set to go for my spring term freshman year, and as well this year. It was supposed to be the rescheduling of the trip, but unfortunately both have since been canceled.
How are you surviving the coronavirus piece?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm very fortunate that my school has a lot of resources to be able to help students, and that because we are kind of a small, isolated school, that we haven't had as many problems as some of the bigger schools have had.
Do you feel like the college experience is different than what you would have gotten otherwise?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I consider myself an introvert at heart, so it's not as if I was particularly going out to parties before this, but for the first, I want to say, month of school, we weren't even able to visit other people's apartments or dorms. So I was kind of confined to the 8 people in my, we call it theme housing, but they were all on their own schedules. So I was basically on my own for the first month.
We're talking with Jessica Markley, who has participated in a couple different of NPR Illinois' engagement programs. And we're able to do programs like Stink Bug Night, and this, I believe, because of the support of listeners like you. If you haven't, we're in the year-end drive, so please make a gift at this point. Make a donation at nprillinois.org, or you can call 206-9847, and you can make a donation there. It only takes a couple minutes on the website, nprillinois.org, with a credit card, and it really makes a difference in continuing to get good programs and fun events and cultural learnings and things like that on the air. So thank you for those who have already supported NPR Illinois. And if you haven't, we're looking forward to receiving your donation soon.
Now, Jessica, as a college student, have you found any new beliefs that you held to be true? If I asked you to write a This I Believe essay as a college student, what would you write?
I think something that perhaps that I felt strongly about before but couldn't really articulate is that even if you don't understand everything about a person, that doesn't mean you can't tolerate and respect them. So even if you don't understand everything about, you know, their identities, for instance, maybe their religion, that you can still be respectful of that.
I think I've been seeing, as COVID-19 has gone along, there have been some bad things that have happened. But I think, especially in Springfield, the more people I'm interviewing and talking to, people have this new sense that they just want to help.
I've definitely seen some of the not so great side of what's come out of this, but I definitely think a lot of community bonding has come out of it as well.
So Jessica, East Asian studies, et cetera, besides that, what's your passion?
My passion is gathering people together. I really like to plan events. Sometimes that ends up crossing over with my major, which is kind of nice. Get a 2-for-1 on that. But just gathering people together and having events, having fun.
That's really tough in this current environment. We've had to cancel all our events, and it's just so hard to get people together. What type of self-care have you been practicing in isolation to keep yourself sane?
So recently I picked up origami. I've been folding quite a bit of origami. I'll just throw something on Netflix and half pay attention to that while I fold a bunch of paper.
That works well. I like that idea. Very, very zen, right? So what do you think it's going to take when this is under control for the community to get healthy?
I think there's going to have to be a lot of tough conversations. I mean, stuff that being honest about how it's affected us, being honest about, because I feel like everybody has learned something about themselves over the course of this, whether that be major or minor. And so just being open and honest to both share and learn from each other's experiences, because hopefully we never have to go through something like this again, but it's not as if we won't ever deal with another challenging time in our life.
I think we've seen that over the course of history, actually. You know, when something bad happens, we have to look back at history and learn how to keep moving forward, how to have a better system to make things work. I think that's the whole way the rest of the world is working, especially a lot of different places have dealt with health crises before. And so for us, this is kind of new. So maybe in a few years, if something else happens, we'll look back on this and say, we know how to be better going forward.
Is there someone who you think you've seen around you who's an unsung hero, someone the community should know about?
I think always I go back to my math teacher, my high school math teacher. She was an amazing help to not only me, but really everyone. She was also our quiz bowl coach. She was just an amazing person. Honestly, I still contact her now, but especially to everyone in the quiz bowl program, but everyone who walked into her classroom, like, you knew you were cared about. She always did her best to make sure that that was a good learning environment for everyone.
Well, we've got to do the math on making things work for the station and paying our bills, et cetera. So we're here at the year-end drive during Community Voices. We're talking with usual folks in the community to get to know them better as neighbors. And Jessica Markley is somebody who has participated with NPR Illinois in several of our events, and we're really happy to have her with us. You can join Jessica in supporting the station by going to nprillinois.org and making a donation, or you can call us at 206-9847 and do that today.
Stay tuned to hear an original story that Jessica recited at our Stink Bug Night.
There once was a man who was best friends with a woman. Now, their names aren't important, but their story is. They had been best friends since childhood. Romantic partners once, but not again. The man had lived a fairly successful life. Nice car, nice job, college degree, all the staples on the American Dream checklist. Life had not been so kind to the woman. When she tried to reach for the top, she always seemed to be dragged back down. She had gotten by, sure, but the toll of every new failure wore her down. One day, it wore her down so much she realized she did not feel like fighting anymore. She did not feel like doing anything anymore. She confessed these feelings to her friend. The friend, wanting to help her, thought of a solution. He told her that every morning they would meet for coffee. When they met up, she would have to tell him one reason why she was happy to be alive that day. She said okay, even though she was not entirely sure what she was going to answer. The next day, the man and woman met up, as promised. He began by asking, "Why are you alive today?" And the woman shrugged, casually replying, "I have work today." Well, work is important, it's a start. And they went about their day. The next day, he asked again, "Why are you alive today?" He expected another simple reply, and the reply was simple, but not what he expected. A lasagna recipe. The man laughed. "I'm sorry, what?" "A lasagna recipe," the woman replied. "Well, I'm glad you found a reason, but you've never mentioned liking lasagna before, so why a recipe?" "Oh no, I hate lasagna," the woman shook her head. "I hate tomatoes. But my Aunt Rebecca loves tomatoes. I found a recipe last night, and I recommended adding more parsley to the sauce. I need to share it with her." And they went about their day. The next day, he asked again. Season 5, episode 9. "What?" "Season 5, episode 9 of my favorite show comes out tonight. I don't want to miss it." And they went about their day. This pattern continued on for several weeks, each time the woman's answer strange. One day it was because it was free yogurt day at the store by her work. One day it was because she forgot to return a library book. And one day, the strangest, was because she could not find the missing pair to her sock. It had become routine to the point where the man did not even ask the question. The woman simply answered as her greeting in the morning. Finally, the man gathered the courage to ask her about it. "Why do?" she interrupted. "Because I forgot to call my sister back." "No, no, not that," he paused. "Why do you always choose the weirdest reasons?" The woman raised an eyebrow. "I don't understand. Are they bad reasons?" "No, of course not. Any reason is good, but they're just strange. I thought you were going to say things like, because my family loves me, or because I know it gets better, not because you needed to call someone back. So I'm curious, I guess." The woman thought for a moment, then pointed to her right. An old bridge was under construction. "Do you remember that bridge, how it collapsed last week?" "Yeah," the man nodded. "Do you remember any details about the collapse?" "Well, I know that no one died, but a couple of people were injured. Not much else. Why?" "Do you remember what you were doing?" "Yeah, I was watching the game. I got mad that they interrupted it and accidentally knocked over my soda. Took 4 dang paper towels to clean up one little soda." The woman nodded. "Was the soda being knocked over super important?" Man tilted his head. "No, not really. I just grabbed another one." "But you remember it better than the bridge. Does that mean you didn't care about the bridge? Does that mean you didn't care that people were hurt?" "No," the man was shocked. "Of course I care. Why would you say that?" "I'm getting there. So when it came down to it, you were more focused on what was in front of you, the little mundane things, rather than the big picture?" "Yes, I suppose I was." He looked back to the bridge. "But I still don't understand." The woman smiled. "When you go through your life, do you remember what happened to the world, what changed society, or do you just remember what happened to you and those around you?" "I would have to say what's going on around me. I care about the people around me first and the world second. I don't know what's going on in the world too much, and I don't mind as long as what I've got right here is okay. The woman began walking past him. Then I'll ask you, why are you alive today? And they went about their day.
Because of donor support, NPR Illinois is able to have programs that inspire youth, encourage writing and the arts, and so much more. You can contribute right now to ensure we keep doing this for generations to come. Call 217-206-9847 or go to nprillinois.org to give now.